If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your friendly neighborhood guide to starting strong and staying calm. Let's face it, life can throw some serious curveballs. And when those curveballs hit, wouldn't it be awesome if our kids had the emotional toolkit to handle them with grace? That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's like giving your little ones a superpower to navigate the ups and downs of life. We're talking about teaching kids not just how to manage their own feelings, but also how to understand and respond to the emotions of others. Ever felt like you just didn't have the words to express what you were feeling? Imagine if our kids could articulate their emotions clearly and confidently. That's emotional intelligence in action. Now, why is this so important? Because a high EQ can make all the difference in a child's life. It can boost their relationships, improve their communication skills, and even help them succeed in school and beyond. Plus, think about it, wouldn't it be incredible to raise kids who are empathetic, compassionate, and resilient? All right, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you nurture emotional intelligence in your kids. First up, model the behavior. Kids are like sponges, absorbing everything around them. So, if you want your child to develop strong emotional intelligence, start by showing them how it's done. Be mindful of your own emotions, talk about them openly and honestly, and demonstrate empathy towards others. Remember, actions speak louder than words. Second, create a safe space for expression. Let your kids know that it's okay to feel all kinds of emotions, happy, sad, angry, frustrated, and that there's no judgment in expressing those feelings. Encourage them to talk about what they're going through, even if it seems small or silly. Active listening is key here. Really listen to what they're saying, make eye contact, and ask questions to show you care. Third, teach them emotional vocabulary. It's not always easy for kids to put their feelings into words. Help them expand their emotional vocabulary by introducing new words like content, frustrated, or disappointed. Read books together that explore different emotions, and play games that encourage them to identify and express their feelings. Think of it like building a mental dictionary for emotions. Fourth, help them develop coping mechanisms. Everyone handles stress differently, and kids are no exception. Teach your children healthy ways to cope with difficult situations, such as taking deep breaths, going for a walk, or talking to a trusted adult. Encourage activities that promote relaxation and mindfulness, like yoga, meditation, or spending time in nature. Finally, celebrate their progress. Just like any skill, emotional intelligence takes time and practice. Celebrate your child's successes, big and small. Acknowledge their efforts to manage their emotions, communicate effectively, and show empathy towards others. Positive reinforcement goes a long way in building confidence and encouraging growth. Now, imagine this. Your kid is having a meltdown at the grocery store because they can't get that sparkly unicorn toy. You know, that one that's basically sold out everywhere? Instead of losing your cool, because who hasn't been there, right? You take a deep breath, calmly acknowledge their feelings. It sounds like you're really disappointed about not finding the unicorn, and then offer alternative solutions. Maybe they can pick out a different toy, or draw a picture of the unicorn at home. See? They've learned to manage their emotions, communicate effectively, and find solutions instead of just throwing a tantrum. That's emotional intelligence in action. Listen, raising emotionally intelligent kids isn't about being perfect, it's about creating a supportive environment where they can learn, grow, and thrive. So remember, be patient with yourself, keep practicing these strategies, and celebrate every step forward. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, don't forget to share it with your friends and family who are raising little humans. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps other people discover the show. See ya tomorrow for another Stoic Morning Reset. Let's keep crushing it.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.